Shaila that somebody from another shul asked me is about whether an avel is allowed to lead the davening from the Amud at Minchan and Maariv on Rosh Chodesh. Seems there was some debate in the shul as to what the correct minhag is. People couldn't remember exactly what their practice was. There was some people saying yes they can, others people saying they can't. So wanted some guidance on that issue. So the Rama in Yoredea, Simon Shinai and Vav Sif Dalad, he quotes the Maharil that says that even though an Avel usually leads the davening, the minhag is that they don't do so on Shabbat and Yom Tov. It's interesting though that in the Darche Moshe there, he quotes the Rokeach and other Rishonim to say that an Avel can lead the davening even on Shabbat and Yom Tov. So already, as far as that's concerned, there are Chiluke Minhagim. And we've had a shir in the past discussing why we have such a practice, why the Rama says that an Avel shouldn't lead the davening on Shabbat and Yom Tov. But that's as far as Shabbat and Yom Tov is concerned. What about other, if you like, semi-festive days? They're not Shabbat or Yom Tov, but they're also not quite weekdays either. So then we've got actually a machloket. Some authorities say that an Avel can lead Shachrit on Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh, provided that somebody else leads Hallel and Musaf. The Mishnah Brura in Orach Chaim, Tim Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, Siv Katan Zayin, that's the halachot of Rosh Hashanah and the Baal Tefillah for Rosh Hashanah. That's what he says, or he brings that opinion at least, that the Avel can daven even Shachrit. On the other hand, the Vilna Gaon, again quoted by the Mishnah Brura, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan in Yoredea, Shinai and Vav Sif Katan Sosif Yudalad, they say that the Avel shouldn't lead Shachrit on days when Hallel said, but the Avel can lead the other services. They can lead Mincha and Maariv, and that's what the Mishnah Brura says in Orach Chaim Taf Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Mem Dalad, and also in Taf Reish Pei Gimel, Sif Katan Aleph. That's in Hilchot Chanukah, that's what the Mishnah Brura says. But he also quotes customs that an Avel doesn't lead any of the services on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, of course, is very much like Yom Tov, and that's what he says in Simon Taf Kuf Ayin Aleph Siv Katan Mem Dalad. And then he brings an opinion. This is in the Mamar Kadishin, in the Bi'ur Halacha, Mamar Kadishin, at the end of Orach Chaim, Sim Kuf Lamed Bet, that even on days when Lam Natseach is omitted towards the end of Shachrit, that an Avel doesn't lead any of the services. So that would mean that on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, even on Shushan Purim, and certainly on Purim itself, the Avel shouldn't daven if we follow that opinion, because Lam Natseach is omitted towards the end of the Tefillah, so the Avel doesn't daven at any of the Tefillot. So what we see is that in actual fact there are a range of opinions, from those saying that the Avel can even daven Shachrit on these occasions, provided they don't daven Hallel and Musaf, to those who say that the Avel shouldn't even daven Mincha and Maariv. So obviously each community has to follow its own practices and its own minhagim. All of them are valid minhagim. I think that it should be noted that perhaps from a practical perspective, certainly in a shul where you've got always got Avelim who are davening from the Amud, so that doesn't give other people an opportunity to lead the weekday tefillot from time to time. And so maybe having the Avelim not daven on Rosh Chodesh also, you know, addresses a communal concern as well of enabling other people to daven from the Amud. Ad kan.